they're saying it has to do with our willingness. So remember, there's no I, me, self over here, separate from everyone else's beautiful self. And so what we're doing is coming to a place of self-realization. And, excuse me, they're saying, like consider that proper always. In other words, it's like we're still being directed to an old consideration. In other words, 3D separation, following the mind, trying to get through our day. But within our very midst, and when they're saying that, they want me to kind of stop and pause and emphasize that in our very midst is our place of stardom. So it's our place of new consideration. It's our place of new symphony. It's our place of new rapture. It's our place of holy remembrance. So we want to remember that we're in the process of realigning with our like starseed existence. So the more that we remember that we're all from different star constellations and we're all very equipped in a most realized presence. So in other words, when we talk about enlightenment or we talk about moving into 5D, we're already gifted. We already traveled with this higher altitude. So it's not like I have no idea where to begin. It's where we started from. So the more that we remember or give ourselves permission to gladly return to our natural self, to our natural consideration, to our natural fullness, alignment, soul destination, because it's where we've actually always been all along. It's going to be very, very easy, like just a simple address. They're just showing me, like, if you would thread a button, it requires attentiveness. You can't just be swinging that needle around. But it's also not very hard. You know, once you kind of get going, it's a simple needle and thread. And in essence, that's what we're doing. So it's sort of like we're opening up to our divine establishment, we're opening up to our divine richness, we're opening up to our divine consideration, we're opening up to our divine assuredness. And so just the way you would thread a needle to apply it to the garment ready. So the garment is the body that we're traveling with. The garment is who we seem to have identified with. That's housing our own life or consideration. So as sort of like we thread that needle, we welcome ourselves back steadily, and it's just a simple adjustment. So, you know, when we're all clearing out traumas and false beliefs and energy tear, you know, like all this that we're healing, it doesn't always feel like a simple adjustment. However, the more that we decide to play along, the more, in other words, it's sort of like you're sort of releasing your distant past. So mass consciousness that just keeps a steady beat for all those that are seeking same are going to adhere to a distant past. In other words, they're going to keeping to that old song sheet of the projection of guilt and fear, of bitterness, of fear of war, on and on and on. So we're looking beyond that to our holy association that's already to be adhered to. So it's just like threading a button. It takes focus, it takes application, but it's like readily available. It's really not hard at all. So allow yourselves to sing from your new song sheet. So just imagine you're in an orchestra, you've been playing a certain melody, and it's like, okay, we're all gonna learn a new song. So you want to think about that you're very equipped with your musical instrument. In other words, you know how to play your flute beautifully. You know how to play the harp, like whatever your musical instrument is. You're very, very proficient at it. And what you're simply doing is retiring an old song. Imagine like you're learning a piece for a new show or whatever it is. It's sort of like, okay, we're all going to learn a new piece of sheet music. It's going to take some new consideration because it's a new journey. So in other words, this orchestra has never played that particular song in this new dialect. In other words, in the incarnation that you're traveling with, in this particular mind-body association, in this particular lifetime, we've never played together in this new ensemble, meaning like this new song sheet. However, you're a very proficient musician. So with a little practice and a little turn to a new direction, to a new consideration, it's really only a matter of time until you become accustomed. So allow yourselves to travel on. So when you're traveling on, you never lose the love. Everyone that you loved, everyone that you touched, it's all there. So you're not losing, but you're transferring your association to what's been present all along. So when I say what's been present all along, and every time I use the word I, like when I do these things now, the I doesn't even register. It's like, what's an I? Like who's an I? It's not even real. So this is where we're opening up to that unity consciousness. That's what unity consciousness is we receive ourselves in our true memory, in our true remembrance, in our holy delight. That's how we're all love all the time. There's nothing else to part ways. In other words, to distract us, to bring us into divisiveness. We seal our fate whole. So allow yourselves to travel. Allow yourselves to consider your true vision, your true recognition, your true tapestry. Because when we unite with the truth of self, remember there's no separation, we're one, undivided, then everything comes upon us easily because we're not functioning out of the consciousness of separation. We're functioning in our unity tapestry, in our whole awareness and self, fully aligned. So whatever is to be given, in other words, whatever our divine song sheet is, whatever our divine plan is, it's fully restored with ease. Fully restored with ease because we've already given it the stamp of approval. It's already like, what would be the word? Like prophesized or predestined or divinely inserted. So they want us to understand this. The divinely inserted, we're all coming from a higher dimensional statement or higher dimensional conscious formation. And we're inserting love's rapture. We're inserting that higher unified awareness for all to ingest, for all to receive. So imagine like we're all coming, like we're all attending a picnic and we all have like these masterful entries, like we all make the best whatever it is. So our tummies are full in that we're inserting that holy whole remembrance assurance for all to receive. So in other words, so the collective can eat readily, can have that spiritual mana, can associate with all of existence, because the second that they tune up into what we have allowed and permitted, all stands upright. So this is where, like, that growing consensus, that growing stature, that growing obligation. So the obligation is what frequency everyone starts vibing with. So we remember how we take our power back, how we leave the old institutions, how we leave the old consciousness, is it's just like there's this new song sheet, there's this new song. And the more that everyone starts bouncing or regulating to that new rhythm, it just becomes a choir. In other words, that energy just takes hold and it transfers our very existence. So allow yourselves to be adequately amplified. Adequately amplified is we're tuning to our true essence, to our true self, to our true notion, to our true restored existence. So we're leaving the attachment to the personal story of bitterness, separation, loss, all that energy. It's sort of like that's just having like a weakened emphasis as we grow and grow. So when they're saying grow and grow, it's sort of like to understand that that now travels with us. So grow and grow and continuing to grow and grow. So remember, threading that button. It's like stitch up, stitch down, stitch up, stitch down. So grow and grow into our new delicacy, into our new requirement, into our new holy attainment. So when we're saying holy attainment, you're not making yourself whole as if you never were. You're simply releasing your old commitment to fear, to the story that was thrust upon you, and you're returning to your light. So allow that true reacquaintance, allow that true restoration, allow your true existence to be united in full support. So full support is, it's sort of like noticing where you're giving your support to the fear story, to whatever it is, or you're giving your support to love's memory. Because when we give our support to love's memory, remember, we move into new delicacy. In other words, we transfer to a parallel reality that is already fully restored. So if you could just imagine for a moment that there are many versions of self, and you're delighting yourself in your highest statement. So in other words, we're shifting our faith, we're shifting our present recall. It's sort of like you get out of line and then you go back into line and you just get back to the end of the line just because, and then you suddenly, it's like, wait a minute, this isn't where I was. And you suddenly recall, you suddenly remember, and you move back into proper setting. It's sort of like, wait a minute, this is my true vibration. This is my true awareness. This is my true consciousness. And so let me look for where I like receive myself or retrieve myself or understand myself. So they're showing me the car take the lead because we're being led by our light. We're not being led by the false promises of yesterday and we're not being led by our trauma. It's like, how do I say this? Like we're releasing all of that energy. We're releasing all of that old persuasion. But what's galloping towards us is our true remembrance and recall. So the best way to explain this is there's an old fashioned way of healing and there's actually a new remedy. And that new remedy is simply remembering your light. And it's sort of like once we start dancing with that light, once we start having that instant recall with that light, we fully assemble because we trust that light and we allow that light to take over and fully consume us. And so once we wake up to that light in full recognition, there's just like this instantaneous healing that is it's like tied up in our favorite sequence. So in other words, the grace that's upon us, the light that's upon us, we've already done our part. It's like we've already gotten to this place of love's advancement. So just imagine like getting a bonus round or receiving extra tokens or grace or the light that is transferring our faith forevermore. The faith being in the face of self. So allow yourselves to be given, allow yourselves to communicate with your rich exposure. So this is you and your higher self are one. You and your divine presence are one. You and your I am presence are fully awakened, fully aligned, fully remembered, fully permitted, fully allowed, fully restored. So every time we have like some words here, it's again and again and again. Just the way you would take a thumb and you would make, or a cookie cutter, you would make an imprint onto the dough. In essence, this is what's being offered. It's sort of like an imprint of our true awakened status, of our true divine union. So allow that to be fully witnessed and noticed, meaning that as we recall it, as we accept it, as we unite with it, as we stand in erect formation. In other words, there's no more need to go back. There's no more need to fix what's in the past, because we're receiving our destiny in our eternal witness, in our eternal self, in our eternal semblance. So remember being part of the orchestra, being proficient at your musical instrument, and aligning with a new song sheet, aligning with the new energy, aligning with your true remembrance, and allowing everything in your life to come with you with ease. In other words, whatever shackles are being released, whatever old energies are being lost, meaning like I no longer need it, it's being released easily. And then whatever is in our destiny, in other words, whatever is part of our contract to be delivered to us in earnest, is easily received and attainable because we've already signed for it. And we sign for it in our vibrational conclusion, in our vibrational remembrance. In other words, okay, this feels good. This is where I'm staying. This is my new residence. And so everything that we now can attract with ease is comes to us through grace. It comes to us through magnetic consideration, receptivity. So allow that to take hold and allow that to be offered to one and all. In other words, remembering that there's only one, and we never do anything in the singular. We always do everything in the united claim. So what we claim for our own persuasion is offered to each and every soul in existence that's ready to receive, that's ready to agree, to unite, to welcome. Allow that to be received easily, effortlessly. Grace being upon us as we will assimilate. And then imagine everything that we've become accustomed to, people, places, and things. We're receiving them in their new voice box. In other words, in their increased value. So as we're holding that new association of love, that is what we call forth in all other administrations. So we call forth that higher reality of all of the people, places, and things that come upon us. So we're receiving everyone anew and allow that to be given, asserted, understood. Anchoring that in. You're receiving everyone in their highest association that you are now agreeing with, aligning with, consorting with, understanding. Understanding the truth of self in all its deliveries. And so it is.